everybody. Can you hear me at the back? I did my PhD here from 1961 to 65, and I was in the atomic physics group, which was Doug Heddle, whom you heard earlier. So I wasn't in Franz's group, and there are lots of people here who are fellow PhD students then. So I wanted to just say something about another aspect of Franz, which people have touched on, but it had a very big impact on me. And that was when I came to UC, I was a staunch member of the Conservative Party. And and I was in favour of bigger and better bombs for Britain. And then started to have coffee with Franz and Marie sometimes. And we used to go to Summit House in the evenings because they had a supper for 2 and 6, I think it was. Or was it 2 and 7? Anyway, 2 and 6. And we used to argue. And I also had my husband, who sadly died some years ago, Jack Cox, who was doing a PhD here too. And Franz and Jack and I and others used to argue about politics, you know, night after night, it seemed to me, because I used to buzz around in my head. One side was going atomic physics and how to get microspherics working. The other side was going all this stuff about bombs and, you know, politics. And I didn't realise that when I started at UC that I would end up being a steward at the Pugwash Conference. I don't know whether all of you know, hands up who knows what the Pugwash Conference is on. About a third. Okay. Well, for the other two-thirds, there was a very big effort to try and get physicists from both sides of the Iron Curtain to speak to each other every 4 years to try and understand a different point of view, but from a physics perspective. And the first one was started in Canada in a village called Pugwash. And then Franz, and I think it was Arup as well, were given the task of organising the one in London, which I think was must have been about 1963 or 4. And he wanted stewards. And so to try and appease him and my different stance, I agreed to be a steward. And it changed my life, really, meeting these Russian physicists who were arguing with the British physicists and the American ones. And Franz made a major contribution to that conference. And although there are other factors which led to the sort of climb down in the growth of nuclear weapons, I think there's one thing that hasn't been said, and I think Franz had an international impact on that effort to keep the communication going between the East and the West. And he did that on top of all the other things you've heard about today. So my memory of Franz is his international standing in peace and trying to make sure that we have a peaceful future. And so I think, you know, he'll never be forgotten because of that.